biggest ice cream in the world. Written and read by Louise. Lizzie sat sunbathing beside the pool in her backyard. The next day, all her friends were coming for a swimming party. "What do you want for your birthday party tomorrow, Lizzie?" asked Mum. "I want the biggest ice cream in the world," said Lizzie dreamily. "Oh, I see," said Mum, looking thoughtful. In a few minutes, she disappeared to make a phone call. All Lizzie heard was, "Yes, that's right. No, all of them. Yes, yes, as much as you can. No, no, not till tomorrow. Yes, that will be fine. Okay, see you then. Thanks." "Whatever was that all about?" thought Lizzie. "It must be something to do with my party. It sounds very strange. I wonder what it is." Then she heard a gurgle, gurgle, glug noise and noticed the water in the pool was going down. "Mum, the swimming pool is emptying. Come and look." Mum came to see. "Yes, dear, we have to clean it out." "But my party. Will there be water for my party tomorrow?" "I think you will be surprised," said Mum. Lizzie was really excited now. "I can't wait to see the surprise," she said. The next morning, she hopped out of bed and raced into the kitchen. "Happy birthday, Lizzie," said Mum. "Happy birthday, Lizzie," said Dad. But there was no present. "Thanks," said Lizzie. But she couldn't help but feel disappointed. She went out into the backyard to look at the swimming pool. Still no water. "That's funny." After lunch, her friends started arriving for the party. They had all bought their togs, but there was still no water in the pool. Then two men came up the drive in a truck. They had large pink sheets stacked up like sheets of glass. They unloaded the truck and carried them one by one to the edge of the pool. "Whatever are they?" said Lizzie, amazed. "Wafers," said Dad, grinning, as he hopped into the empty pool to help the men place the huge wafers all around the sides and across the bottom of the pool. "Is this a new way of cleaning the pool?" asked Lizzie. She thought she must be having a mad dream. "Aren't we going to have a swim after all?" her friends asked. "I don't know what's happening," Lizzie replied. Just as her dad and the men finished covering the pool, a large tanker drove up. A man hopped out, attached a large hose to the back and carried it over to the pool. He turned on the tap and then, hey presto, out came ice cream. Lizzie and her friends couldn't believe their eyes. First it was raspberry, then chocolate, then banana, pineapple, vanilla, lime, all one after the other. Soon the pool was filled right up to the top of the wafers with patches of different colours all over it. "There you are, Lizzie," said Mum. "Your birthday present. The biggest ice cream in the world." "I must be dreaming," said Lizzie. "But what about our swim?" said the friends. "What about having your swim and party together?" said Dad. "Quick, hop in before it melts." Nobody needed to be told again. Into their togs and into the pool. It was glorious, tingling, cold and delicious. "We've never had a swim in ice cream before," the children all shouted. And they ate and ate and ate. And do you know, they ate the lot. Then they ate all the wafers round the sides and across the bottom. They were all so full they couldn't get out of the pool. They had ice cream in their hair, all over their faces and all over their bodies. They were covered in patches of green, brown, yellow and white. Dad got out the hose to hose them all down and then he and Mum helped them all out of the pool. They lay down on the warm concrete and dried out in the sun. "What a lovely, lovely party," sighed Lizzie. "But oh dear, I don't think I would like to see ice cream again for a long time." "Birthday cake, anyone?" said Mum, coming out of the house carrying a cake with burning candles on the top. "Come and blow the candles out, dear." "What sort of cake is it, Mum?" asked Lizzie. "Your favourite, ice cream cake." "Oh no," groaned everyone. "Thank you, but we'll leave that till tomorrow."